The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our Audio Press Release Solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire editorial coverage titled Blockbuster Year and Bright Horizons for SPACs. The year 2020 has already seen 127 SPAC IPOs, which have collectively raised over $48.5 billion in proceeds, more than the past 10 years combined. A special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC, is essentially a blank check company formed to raise capital through an IPO with the sole intent of buying or merging with another operating company. SPACs have evolved to become an expedited and cost-effective way of doing an M&A deal and have been utilized by multiple Wall Street heavyweights. Going public via a SPAC enables a company to get a deal done in weeks instead of months, and the approach is proving to be an especially attractive vehicle for biotech companies by providing ready access to capital and much greater public visibility. A successful biotech SPAC hinges on shrewd management, and a target company that offers a strong risk-reward proposition is focused on unmet medical needs and has proven scientific and clinical leadership. After evaluating over 50 companies to meet these criteria for success, KBL Merger Corp. 4th, NASDAQ ticker symbol KBLM, entered into a definitive merger agreement with 180 Life Sciences Corp., which is expected to close within 1 month. 180 Life Sciences represents a new business model in biotech. The company is founded and run by four world-renowned scientists and entrepreneurs who invested their own money to start the company. Of considerable note, the founders own the majority of the equity in 180 Life Sciences and aren't selling any in this transaction. Immatics NV, NASDAQ ticker symbol IMTX, received proceeds of around $250 million in a biotech SPAC business combination. Immunovant Inc., NASDAQ ticker symbol IMVT, a biopharmaceutical company, went public via a SPAC business merger, and 4 months later, the company was able to raise $134 million in a new public offering. Adapt Health Corp., NASDAQ ticker symbol AHCO, the third largest distributor of home medical equipment in the United States, also went public via a SPAC business merger in July and has appreciated 50% since. After raising $1.1 billion, a business combination is expected this month between Churchill Capital Corp. 3, CCXX on New York Stock Exchange, and MultiPlan Inc., a market leader in healthcare cost management solutions. It's already been a heck of a year for SPACs, and some say the best is yet to come. SPACs offer new method for IPOs and M&As. SPACs have attracted big names and big money. SPACs work well for biotech, quick access to capital and high visibility. 180 Life Sciences Corp. is anticipated to merge before year end. Expectations high for success. SPAC attack. The flurry of SPACs this year is a reaction to a multiplicity of long simmering factors. The traditional IPO process is inherently costly, cumbersome, and risky. Most companies follow the traditional IPO process, but it's an expensive and extensive process. After months of negotiations, due diligence, and roadshows, bankers price the IPO, and then a block of shares are sold at the best price to institutional investors. Not everyone ends up pleased with either the pricing or the process. It only took a few high-profile SPACs led by big names to show investors and companies that there are faster and simpler ways to go public other than a conventional IPO, especially during these uncertain times of COVID-19. SPACs are proving to be a good option for companies looking to go public, especially in the biotech arena. SPACs allow companies to get financed and reach the public market quicker. SPACs have also traded well, many delivering outsized returns, bolstering both investor confidence and demand. perfect target. KBL Merger Corp. Fourth is the fourth SPAC run by CEO Marlene Krauss, MD. She's a pioneer in the field, completing her first SPAC in 1998, and is a member of an elite group of only three women, including herself, who have served in the capacity of SPAC CEO and chairperson. She was also one of the first people to obtain both an MD degree and MBA degree from Harvard, and she's one of the few physicians to lead a SPAC. Through her unique combination of intimate knowledge and shrewd experience, she was able to find and fund Summit Autonomous Inc., which manufactures Summit Technology Excimer Laser, the first laser to be approved by the FDA for LASIK refractive eye surgery. The advent of LASIK created a new industry and a much improved standard of care. Summit, now a subsidiary of Novartis, was sold to Alcon for $893 million. Krauss's devotion to improving lives by improving healthcare solutions has led to the transaction with 180 Life Sciences. Krauss and her team closely evaluated and discarded more than a dozen companies before finally selecting 180 Life Sciences to merge with KBLM. That company, 180 Life Sciences Corp., was started by four world-renowned scientists and entrepreneurs who invested their own money to start the company. These same distinguished biomedical pioneers were the first to successfully develop new anti-inflammatory drugs in the late 90s, drugs such as the anti-TNF biologics and the anti-integrin inhibitors. These drugs are still on the market, generating multiple billions of dollars per year in sales. In addition, they have spawned a new class of therapeutics to treat inflammation. The talent and genius at 180 Life Sciences is now focused on creating the next generation of innovative anti-inflammatory drugs to inhibit the ravages of chronic inflammation and provide relief for millions of patients with inflammatory disease. Expectations are high for 180 Life Sciences, since the founders have all succeeded at this before, developing large market novel drugs that were sold to Big Pharma for multiple billions of dollars. Now they're aspiring to do it again, but in their own unique way. They've minimized both the risk and the cost typically associated with biotechnology by creating a collaborative system of basic science and clinical trials. Conducted simultaneously at three major universities across the globe, Stanford University, Hebrew University, and Oxford University. The international collaboration between this cadre of scientific luminaries and the effective sharing of programs and platforms developed through decades of research and clinical development has resulted in the creation of 180 Life Sciences with three drug platforms at various stages of clinical development. The company's primary target are fibrosis and inflammation using anti-TNF therapy, which suppresses the immune system by blocking the activity of a substance in the body that can cause inflammation and lead to immune system diseases. The fibrosis and anti-TNF program, based at Oxford University, is completing phase 2B and 3. This program is led by Jagdeep Nanchal, a surgeon scientist running the phase 2 trials, and Mark Feldman, a world-renowned immunologist and a pioneer of anti-TNF therapy. Preclinical studies in liver fibrosis and non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, NASH, are set to begin in late 2020. Two additional clinical programs are projected to start Q3 and 4 in 2021. With a grant awarded by the UK's National Institute for Health Research. The other two preclinical programs are inflammatory pain, directed by Rafael Mechoalom at the Hebrew University in Israel, which is focused on discovering novel compounds to treat chronic inflammatory pain, and A7NACHR, which is led by Lawrence Steinman and Jonathan Rothbard, MD. Seeking to develop a treatment for ulcerative colitis in ex-smokers by targeting the A7NACHR, a nicotine receptor in the body and a central factor in the body's method of controlling inflammation. James N. Woody, MD, PhD, is CEO of 180 Life Sciences and was instrumental in the discovery of Remicade, the first anti-TNF blockbuster, as Chief Scientific Officer at Centocore. Woody previously founded Avidia and Proteolics, both of which were subsequently sold to Amgen, and also served as general manager of Roche Biosciences, the former Syntex pharmaceutical company. This unique collaboration of scientific pioneers and biomedical entrepreneurs mitigates costs and risks while maximizing opportunities for 180 life sciences. The team's culminative experience, acumen, and respect from Big Pharma enhances opportunities for developing drugs to commercialization, as well as increased opportunities for licensing and joint ventures. Bringing opportunity to fruition. It is often said that opportunity and convenience seldom walk hand in hand. In fact, to bring opportunity to fruition is never convenient. It requires hard work, intelligence, and diligence. Due to the vision and diligence of Kraus, 180 Life Sciences is slated to merge with KBL Merger Corp. forth soon, obtaining capital to press its mission to completion. This is an opportunity to potentially affect the trajectory of treatment protocols for millions of patients with untreatable inflammatory disease, and these vast unmet medical needs may soon have new solutions created from the hard work and the brilliance of the collaborative team at 180 Life Science. For investors, it's also an opportunity to participate in what may become a potential blockbuster drug spawned from a SPAC. It's been a heck of a year, and the best may be on the horizon.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.